This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
Today I was walking through my neighborhood on the way to the mailbox to get the mail. And I was approaching this young white woman. And as I got closer, she decided to walk out into the street to pass me. And I started to get offended. And then I realized I'm the asshole. I don't have a mask on.
What is TWS podcast episode? Whatever, who cares at this point?
The rants were vindicated.
It's my podcast. I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rip. We gonna keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
One's ready.
I feel like the Neanderthal.
Staring at my watch, and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts. How many tries to take?
Damn.
I cut it off, so I ain't officially sang that. A little bit, maybe a little bit. Anyway, that's my birthday theme music. Hold on.
Cause you already know. You already. I ain't gotta tell them cause they know me. Still moving like the coolest OG.
Anyway, welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy, J.Dot Flan, representing the White Pants Society, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for lending me your ear, spending a little time with me. Hopefully this isn't as quite a meandering episode as the last few have been. I actually wrote some shit down, so we're going to try to stick to some topics and make it through some things today. But I thank you for rocking with me either way. So I officially have a 5-year-old. I am now 39. That stuff happened over the weekend, so here we are. New World, Coolest OG. Shouts to Styles P. Hey, AJ, we got to do that, man. We still got to do this Styles P versus Beanie versus Styles. I don't know, beat, track, DJ off, whatever you want to call it, versus battle. Whatever, I still want to do it, man. Let's do it. Anyway, I digress. I officially have a 5-year-old daughter. No Chef Elise update for this week. I gave Chef Elise the weekend off, and I actually decided to cook for her solo. Tried to do a little dad thing. Turned out to be a very, very bad idea. Dinner was okay. My daughter still eats very bland, so it was just like pasta and peas and some. She likes watermelon, so I had some watermelon. We had our usual smoothies. We had a little smoothie tea party. I got a nice little set of miniature cups and saucers from a buddy of mine, and so yeah, we sat down and pinkies up, had a little smoothie tea party. It was very dope. But yeah, we followed that up with the pasta, peas, the watermelon. She was happy. And then I decided to try solo on my own to do a unicorn mug cake. The mug cakes are our thing, and I was going to make my own homemade buttercream frosting and color it pink and everything. It was going to be super dope. In my head, this was a great dad idea, and I was about to blow her away. So while she was eating her pasta and peas and stuff, I was in the other room. I was mixing these batters. I did the food coloring. I did two different batters. You know, one I tried to make pink. It looked grayish. I don't know what I did wrong. And the other one I tried to make purple, and that one came out more purple. So it was like purple and gray, which I guess can still kind of be unicorn. But, I poured them in the thing and swirled them. And, it wasn't edible at all. The cake was not edible at all. Things still went over smoothly because the buttercream worked out. I was able to do that. It's butter and sugar and a little bit of milk. And so, yeah, sugary butter paste was right up her alley. So she didn't really, I don't think she got too hurt that the cake wasn't edible. But now I get like how y'all cooks turn into like assholes. Like y'all become these you know, super opinionated. I know better than the cookbook people. Cause hey, I got the recipe and I'm following the recipe. And, like I really felt like, you know, I was reading the recipe like, man, this don't sound right. Like I've done a million of these mug cakes and this don't sound right, but I'm so nervous. I want this to be perfect for my little sweet pea. So I'm like, man, fuck that. Don't be the dad that won't ask for directions. Like, don't be that dude. We're going to stick to the game plan. We're going to stick to the instructions and we're going to follow the instructions and make this cake. And, turned out, you know, with the microwave time that they had on there, it was way too long. Maybe they had some sort of weird wattage thing that I ain't see, whatever, but it was way too long and shit wasn't edible, but, it worked out. She enjoyed the buttercream with the sprinkles on it. I was real, you know, and my frosting did actually come out pink. So I was proud of myself for that. And then I did a dad thing. I was able to smooth over the bad cake because I pumped up her ego a little bit. I told her that, you know, I ain't have her in the kitchen with me, so I ain't know what to do. And, you know, and you should have seen her little face. Like she was so excited to hear, that I needed her, you know, that without Chef Elise, you know, dad couldn't pull off the mug cake. And we've done so many mug cakes. So it's like, to her, it's probably routine. Like, dad, you couldn't do a mug cake? All right, let me make sure I don't leave you over there alone no more. So I know this is going to come back to haunt me at some point, but she was happy. We had a little cute father-daughter moment. So, yeah, it was cool. It was cool. Man, what was the other thing we got to do? Oh, my dad sent her a gift. So me and my dad have been talking a little bit more. I'm trying to make sure that he has, you know, some involvement, or at least that my daughter knows she has a grandfather and she knows who her grandfather is. And I'm not like purposefully keeping him out of her life, which I do feel like I was doing at a certain point. I think at a certain point I was resentful and I was being vindictive and I was purposefully excluding him from her life. And I've tried to backtrack on that because again, you know, like I've said in other episodes, I now find myself in a situation where I'm asking for the same forgiveness from people that I'm denying him. So I got to get past that. So me and my dad have been talking. He knows Elise's birthday was coming. He sent her a gift out of the blue. We didn't even talk about it. I don't even remember him asking me for my address. Weird. All right. But he sent her a gift. He got her a little kitty smartwatch, right? And it was weird because, you know, her mom, when I gave my daughter the gift, her mom thought it was for me because I'm usually like the techie gadget dad. You know, I buy her stuff like that. I think I've gotten her some super cool stuff and she loves them all. But yeah, she thought the smartwatch was for me because it fit in like that same vein. And I was like, nah, you know, I ain't even have a discussion with my dad, you know. This is what he decided to get her. I guess, you know, some things are just genetic, man. Like, I guess we are related, you know, we think the same. So that was fun, weird, you know, but kind of, you know, realizing, you know, I am my father's son. Maybe he's my father. Maybe I rubbed off and I don't know, whatever. We let the egos ride all night tonight. We doing that. It's my birthday. Well, it's the day after my birthday, but fuck it though. I don't know, but I did have a moment, you know, something brought me back down, you know, it always happens. Something had to bring me back down. And I learned a lesson about, you know, talking too much and complaining about things. You know, the smartwatch my dad bought my little girl had a selfie camera on it. So of course, you know, she wanted to take selfies and she wanted dad to be in the picture. And we taking a couple pictures and, I don't know. How many of y'all want to guess what happened next? Anybody? Any guesses? Any guesses how these pictures turned out? I don't know. I'll help you. Duck face, pretty much. My daughter was doing the duck face. See, that didn't take long at all to come back on me. I complained about women in the duck face. And now my daughter's taking selfies with me and she doing the duck face. And like, I can't say nothing negative to her about it. I think that would be reinforcing it and it'd be knocking my daughter down a peg, like, which I never want to do. I never want to fuck with her self-esteem or make her feel bad about something she's doing, especially when she's just having fun. She don't see nothing wrong, and it's something wrong with it, but you know, it's nothing I can explain to my daughter that's wrong with the duck face. So, you know, I got to try to play it, you know, just on the encourage her to smile, tell her how pretty her smile is, you know, how pretty I think she is when she smiles. You know, go back to the ego stuff, you know. She is my daughter, so I know if I play to the ego, that'll work, you know. We just talked about genetics. That's how it works out. But, but yeah, hey, for the rest of the visit, you know, the post-birthday visit, we pretty much just vegged out. My energy levels was not there. But I did make it through trying to make that cake, even though it wasn't edible. But I tried, and I felt proud of myself for trying. But yeah, we vegged out for the rest of the night, you know, after the frosting wore off and everything. Another cool thing is recently I got gifted a stash of Beanie Babies. So my plan is to like dole them out, you know, one by one, like ration them out, you know, help her build up a collection over time. And it'll be like, you know, eventually over time, she just has this pile of things that were given to her by dad. Like, you know, she comes into the room and it's just like a pile of Beanie Babies. And it's like those, my daddy gave me those. So like that's like everything has a plan. For the first time in my life, I'm like executing with forethought. And it's only when it comes to her. Like in all other situations, I'm flying by the seat of my pants. But when it comes to my daughter, I'm like executing long-term plans. So I got these. Somebody gave me these Beanie Babies. And so what was real cool was like right before I went to get her, to get to pick her up for our visit, I stashed them in my closet, like way in the back of my closet, where she wouldn't be able to see. And so, you know, it's getting close to bedtime. You know, we've been vegging out. Frosting is worn off. You know, she's chilling. She's in a good mood, whatever. And so I go into the closet and I pull one of those weird dad moves. I'm like, man, I feel something back here. What is that? What is this? And I did the magic closet, just, you know, out of nowhere. Here's a Beanie Baby. And it turned out to be a Puffer the Penguin. Puffer the Penguin is the Beanie Baby she received this week. And so, yeah, we spent the rest of the night debating whether penguins could fly. That's what happened. It wasn't a discussion. She wasn't asking me. She was telling me that baby penguins could fly. And I was trying in the nicest way possible to let her know I got 4 decades of information on her. Like, maybe I know a little something about flying penguins. But it didn't work out that way. So maybe a little too much ego stroking for one night. So, yeah, I'll go ahead and add, you know, taming the ego and convincing her the penguins don't fly right under eliminating the duck face to my daddy do list. But I don't know. I'm working on that. We had some great daddy-daughter time. I really, really enjoyed it, as usual, as I always do. But, yeah, Chef Elise took the week off, so no real recipes. And daddy fucked all the cooking up. So, no pictures. I could give you pictures of the buttercream, but it's like the cake didn't even like rise in the mug. Like, so it's just like this little puddle of bricky cake at the bottom of a mug with like a mound of buttercream and sprinkles on it. The buttercream looks pretty, man. I was really proud about it. I keep saying buttercream because I'm like, I made that. But yeah, that was our week. She did come back and see me on my birthday, which was Sunday. So this was she got picked up Saturday morning, and then she came back Sunday, dropping me off a gift, a picture of her, one of her 5-year-old pictures. She went and took some professional pictures in like a tutu and a shirt for her 5th birthday. So she brought me one of those pictures framed, and we had a little we were able to get a little moment. Shouts to her mom, you know, because I can't say my daughter came by to give me a gift. Like her mother brought her by. Yeah, I'm working on it, right? Like I'm not saying that word, but her mother brought her by. Her mother obviously bought the gift, you know. So yeah, shouts to her, appreciate it. But yeah, they stopped by to give me, you know, my little gift for my birthday, which was pretty much the highlight of the day. One of my roommates here also cooked dinner, you know, made me some fried chicken. So that was super dope. I appreciate it. But other than that, you know, like birthdays for me, I was talking to another friend. Like, I don't know. I guess 40 is going to be a big one, and then maybe like 50 is a big one, and then maybe becoming a senior citizen. And my mother was excited about that when she hit senior citizen level. Like, this is already in my thought process. It's like, senior citizen. When the fuck did this happen? But yeah, I don't know. Birthdays are another day for me, man. Already in my mind, I'm like, I'm already at that. Like, next time this year, I'll be 40. Like, and that's like scary as fuck to me. Like, I don't understand how and when any of this happened. Like, how did I pass this much time? Like, how did, like, you know, when you're a teenager, when you're in like high school or God forbid, you know, not God forbid, but you know, go back further than that, like 40 seems like, for like, it's going to take you forever to get out of high school. Like, it's going to take you forever to get out of your parents' house and forever to get to married and kids and all that cool stuff. Like, more or less, like, I don't know, man. Like, I just 40, 40, but yeah, my mind is already, the way my brain works, it's already taking it to the morbid levels. I'm thinking about being a senior citizen. The countdown is already going. I'm already in my head like, yeah, this is the last December 7th of my 30s. The next time it's December 7th, I'm going to be 40 years old. That's the mode I'm in right now, man. That's what it is. I don't know. Fuck it, though. Getting older is crazy, man. I really don't know how I got here, man. I realize, man, I'm already at, like, I feel older probably than I am. And it's just who I am. I'm already in my mind. I'm already at that. I got to do the math age. Like I literally forget how old I am. My mother has had to correct me. Like, I've been talking to my mother and said the wrong age. And she's like, no, you're not. You're not that old. Like, this is how old you are. You were born in, you know, 81. And I'm like, huh? What? Yes, I'm literally like at that. I got to do the math age. Like, every year at some point during the year, like, I lose track. And I forget, I either age myself a year or I forget a year or something, and something happens and I gotta like literally do the math, like 81. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah. So I'm pretty sure I'm 39. I didn't do the math this year. I believe, and I doubt I'm gonna have that problem this year, because I don't think I'm gonna accidentally age myself to 40. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna be aware of that before I do that. But, oh man, another thing I realized, this year, man, So my homie Zay, who actually was who was on my first episode of the new podcast I dropped for my birthday, and who I keep saying is going to be my fitness coach, a good friend, you know, little brother, but he's like 21, man. Like, I'm 18 years older than him. Like, I'm a whole adult older than another adult, and I don't feel like an adult. Like, these are strange times, man. What in the fuck happened? I don't know. I'm gonna chalk it all up to 2020, as if somehow I wouldn't have aged if this was another year, but it's been crazy enough, so I'm just gonna give it to 2020, man. Fuck it though. Anyway, back to the how old am I? I'm also realizing that I'm at the watch the news age. Like, I'm old enough that I watch the news. I remember being a kid trying to understand why anybody in their right mind would ever watch the news. Like, to me, the news was like the grim reaper of a good afternoon. Like, you'd be laughing, watching a sitcom or a game show or whatever, you know, having a good time, and then here comes the fucking news. Like, it just, you, that was the sign that all fun stops, the night is over. Adulting begins, kids go to bed. Like, it just, I hated the fucking news. And like, now I watch the news. Like, I seek out the news, man. Like, and this election thing is killing me. It's fucking my whole circadian rhythm up. Like, I wake up in the middle of the night, like, I need to go on CNN and just, I don't know. I haven't checked out what's been happening. Like, what's the latest in the saga? Like, you know, what these crazy motherfuckers do now? Like, what's happening? Like, I seek out news, and I'm on like weird, because I'm trying to do this thing where I don't want to just inundate myself with information that supports my views. I'm trying to understand the opposition, or at least, you know, be able to be exposed to opposing points of view and see if my opinions hold water, if they could stand up to this stuff. So I have been actively like going out and seeking out the other side of the argument. And so like, and that's crazy. My YouTube is full of like Newsmax and NTD and Epic Times. Like, if you didn't know me, you'd be like, oh, what the fuck is wrong with Flan? Like, is this, fuck is going on with him? He subscribes to the Newsmax? Like, you know, like, it's a lot of crazy stuff, but, I don't know. It is, it's crazy, man. It's the zaniest cast of characters ever. You couldn't write this, man. Can't no real show compete with this stuff, people. Like, this is how old I am that this is, the news is mad interesting. Maybe I'm that old or shit has just gotten that weird. Like, older person, if you're listening, please tell me if it was ever, like, this weird before. Like, if the Nixon shit compares to what's going on now. Because, yeah, I don't know if I'm just old or if stuff is that weird that it's actually entertaining. Like, the news became entertaining to me. But, yeah, man, can't no real anything compete with this. Can't no other, like, fictitious show compete with this, man. Have y'all seen this, the new, like, star witness that Giuliani rolled out there, man? Like, you ever see a person? See, this is how I'm realizing, this is how racism, or for you black people that don't believe black people can be racist, this is how prejudice starts. I'm seeing the mentality. Like, maybe I'm just old enough where stuff is clicking. But you ever see a person and just off appearance alone, you know they about to say something stupid and you can't wait to hear like what the dumb shit that they about to say is? Like, and I'm gonna go completely down this rabbit hole. So let's have another version of Here's Where I Get Into Trouble. Let's do that segment again. Cause this is where I am. Like, I'm realizing I'm at the age, and fuck you if you're tired of hearing me act like I'm that old. I'm tired of being this old. But anyway, I'm at the age where in my mind, there are no new faces, right? I feel like I've seen every possible facial configuration. Like, I've seen them all. Like, you know, you gotta be particularly ugly to surprise me at this point. Like, something really gotta be wrong with you. You gotta have a special kind of ugly on you that I'm gonna be like, damn, that's new. Like, I feel like I've seen every other variation. Like, I just live long enough, it's gonna happen, right? So, I'm at the point now where, like, when I see you, my brain has started to correlate, like, faces and, you know, certain features and mannerisms with certain character traits. And this is not really new. For years, I told y'all that, you know, people who don't swing their arms when they walk don't have souls. And I don't trust dudes with pink lips. And I don't want to repeat it, but I've said I can't date women with hips wider than their shoulders. And don't judge me for that one, Drea. Like, please, Drea, don't judge me for that one. I was younger when I said that. And I honestly haven't been in a position to test out, you know, that belief with my new perspective in life. But that's a whole nother story. Anyway, but I saw this lady. I saw this witness. I saw the big hair pull back. I saw them dumbass glasses and the lipstick. And I just knew that she would be entertaining. I knew this was a train wreck waiting to happen. And it was some of the funniest shit I seen in my life for like a whole 30 seconds until it became, you know, extremely annoying. Just annoying because, like, they don't realize that, like, I feel like if that was somebody speaking from a, you know, if that was somebody was supposed to be saying something that backed my point of view and they sounded and acted like that, I would be embarrassed and I would be like, all right, don't let that person, you know, don't let that person influence how you think about this particular argument. Like, there's better, more articulate ways to express this argument. You know, yeah, she's crazy. Like, at some point, if y'all would start admitting that the shit that's happening at least appears crazy, then people could be like, okay, well, then you have some sense of, you know, you got some sort of awareness. Maybe there's, you know, maybe there's something in there that you believe that I could understand. But the fact that y'all will look at this stuff and then like repost it and retweet it and push it on people, like, look, there's the truth. She talking the truth. Like, she's a fucking clown. And you got to know that. You absolutely, if you can't admit that to me, we can't have a conversation. Maybe you could say exactly what she said without sounding stupid or looking stupid while you're saying it. But y'all need to find a better representative, and you need to admit that that is the craziest thing that you could have pulled. You could have rolled out there like that. Woosah. Fuck it though. But yeah, man. I don't know. It just, at the end of the day, it proved my whole like prejudice facial recognition system right, and that's making things worse. That's making things worse for me. I'm at a point where like I'm becoming my mother, and my mother's very set in her ways, and she's had years of experiences that have led her to see things a certain way, and I'm trying to fight that. I'm trying to fight ever getting like set in a certain pattern of thought or way of thinking and not be able to be moved from it. But when y'all keep doing the same shit, and I can see it coming, and it like every time I see it coming, it does actually happen, it's going to be very hard for me to, you know, for me to see the precursors in the future and be like, nah, they're not about to say something stupid. Nah, I should listen to this because this is going to be informative. No, I'm going to be looking at it like, oh, no, I know it's stupid. And when before they start talking, I know it's stupid. And I was right in this occasion. I don't know. Try not to jump to conclusions and label people. Segway game on 1,000, which is something that I talked to my roommates about on the new show that I launched for my birthday called Define Functional. I'm proud of myself for doing that. Like, I set a goal that I wanted to do something by a certain date, and it didn't come out perfect. It didn't come out exactly how I wanted it to, and I didn't let that prevent me from moving forward. So I'm proud of myself on a couple levels. I set a goal and I did something, and I didn't like use perfectionism as an excuse not to do something. I did it regardless. And so it's a work in progress. It's going to get better. But the show is all about, you know, how we see ourselves and how others see us, and which one is more important. And I think a lot of people have what they feel are obvious answers to that question. And I think if we had a little discussion, I could blur the lines for you a little bit. And maybe we could have some deeper conversations and really figure out how to establish for ourselves which one of those is more important, or if they're equally important, or if who gives a fuck about either one. You are who you are, regardless of who you think you are, who anybody else thinks you are. These are the questions we're going to talk about on Define Functional. So if you ever looking to have a real unscripted conversation about who you are and how you get labeled or mislabeled, whatever, I'd love to have you. You know how to hit me up, flan@whatistws.com, or Twitter, Facebook, just What Is TWS, anywhere you can look for anything social or media. I don't know either one. So far the show is only on Anchor and Spotify, but it's going to be hitting other platforms soon, and I'll keep y'all up to speed on that. It's definitely a work in progress, but please, you know, join me on this journey. I think this has the potential to spark some really important and very entertaining conversations. So yeah, I'm excited about this new venture. I'm going to use everything I learned from doing this show to do that show. And I think it can be dope. I'd love your participation. But having done this episode, I feel like this show will live on. Like, this show will continue. This will probably be where I get to host my rants and my old man musings, or whatever you want to call them. This will be where we play Guess the Ethnicity. You can do the top 10 celebrity spouses, you know, shit like that. And speaking of celebrity spouses, since I'm on the march to 40, since I crossed that 39 threshold and 40 is right around the corner, I got bucket list things to accomplish. And here's one of them. Today starts my Rhapsody journal. I'm going back to this. Hi, Rhapsody. If you know her, if you know her people, if you know her people's people, just tell her, you know, I'm a big fan and I would love to have a conversation with her one day. It don't have to be for the podcast or for anything. It could just, I just want to get to know her. I just want to get to know her. Just tell her I'm a dope person and I could rap, and I ain't looking for a deal. I just want to get to know Rhapsody. She seems like an amazing, amazing person. And so I'm putting that out there. I'm putting that out in the universe for this, for my 40th year on this planet. That is my goal. And I'm keeping a journal. So day one, December 7th, 2020. No word from Rhapsody. Tomorrow's another day. But with that being said, I want to thank y'all for listening, for hanging out with me once again. I hope everybody out there is safe and masking up and not getting offended when people cross the street on you like I did. As always, you know, check out my homie. Check out the new show, Define Functional. Like I said, it's on Anchor and Spotify right now. It'll be hitting other platforms very soon. My little sister hit me up and said she liked it. So if my little sister likes it, you know it's dope. So fuck with it if you can. I'm going to have merch for the show coming out, but there's always merch on the whatistws.com website. Definefunctional.com, that website is up as well. So you can go check out the show there if you want to. I redesigned both websites. I put work into this. I put a lot of work into this for this year. I wanted to start off investing in myself, and I feel like I've done that to a certain extent. Please, you know, check out my page, my Twitter page, Facebook page. I post things about a buddy of mine whose children have been missing for more days than I want. It breaks my heart to have to share it. Like every time I share it, he responds and says, thank you. And I really want to say, I wish I didn't have to share it again. Like, I wish you didn't have to thank me for sharing this. Like, I wish we was past this and you had your kids back. But it's been way longer than it should since he's than it should be since he's seen his two little girls. So please check out go check out my pages, Facebook, the What Is TWS group, my personal page. You'll find posts with pictures and information about, you know, the case and what's going on. And if you have any information, reach out to the authorities and help reconnect his dad with his kids, because my heart breaks for him on a daily basis. Not going to say any names because it's not the platform for that, but you can find all the information, especially on my Facebook pages. So please hit those up. Zaya Fitness and my roommate Chad were on my first episode of Define Functional. So definitely hit up Zaya Fitness on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? He's 21, but he knows a lot. He got the nutrition thing down. He got the fitness game down. Division I athlete. Dope person, individual. He can get you where you want to go in terms of your fitness and nutrition goals. So Zaya, Z-A-Y-A-H Fitness on Instagram. Hit him up. And I don't know, hit him up. He's going to teach me how to dunk one day. He's only 5'6". If he can do it, I can do it. Anyway, as always, there's ttcharities.org. You know, if you're looking for ways to be impactful in times like these, please hit up their website, donate what you can, time, money, books, clothes, whatever it is, they can use it, be your brother's keeper. ttcharities.org. Definitely good, safe ways to be impactful in times where the world needs it. We need all the contributions we can get. And I don't know, I think I'm gonna end this with, I heard 50 Cent say something dope the other day. I don't know if he's the originator of the quote, but I give him his credit from where I heard it from, and I'm probably paraphrasing it. But he said, you know, basically, when you start being yourself, you're offering the world something nobody else can. So it's like, you know, we need that, because nobody else can give it to us but you. So be yourself and offer that to the world. Give it to the world. Put it out there. Come on the show. Let's talk about it. But with that said, how many times have I said with that said? Anyway, with that said, I'm going to head out of here. We're going to rock out some Royce da 5'9", appropriate for the occasion. Be safe, be the light, be easy. Holla. Big bro is a criminal. Give you L's, give me O's. The only thing that look good on paper to me is Benji's hoe. My sobriety's been more faithful to me than these O's. Never compromising my intellect for the internet, just in these goals, in the rows. How the fuck is Nickel 9 a yes man when 24/7 I stay in the know? For I hold a grudge, I take a flight to Paris. For I spill blood, I drink a pint of theirs. I don't age.